好消息来了，为什么呢？因为英国皇帝决定把宾州那块地给威廉腾。
The King of England decided to give that piece of land in Pennsylvania to William Penn.
所以他就从 Delaware 这里登陆。
So he landed from the part of Delaware.
他在河边看一块地。
He was looking at that piece of land.
他说这块地也可以变成一个城。
He said that this piece of land can become a city.
那圣经不是有一座城叫 Philadelphia？
Yeah.
There's a city in the Bible that's called Philadelphia.
菲勒菲吗？他说我也要叫这个城叫费兰德。
So he said I also want to call this piece of land.
所以那个城啊，完全像棋盘一样。
So that city is like a chess grid.
所以你看，就像纽约曼哈顿一样，直的跟横的。
Like Manhattan is evenly divided.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
最早这个整个城像棋盘的，不是芬兰达菲亚。
In the beginning, the city that looked like a chess board was
Philadelphia. 是圣经中有一座城。
There was a city in the Bible.
就是安提亚。
That's Antioch.
安提亚根据考古学最早最早它的那个样子就是棋盘式。
According to archaeology, that NTR used to look like a chessboard.
所以你看见威廉彭呢，就盖了一座城。
You see, William Penn built a city.
完全照着圣经的名字。
According to the name of the Bible.
而且那个棋盘式的，完全照着安提阿的样式。
And he followed the model of NTR to make it look like a chessboard.
所以这个是后来才开用的。
So this is what happened later on.
明白吗？所以你看啊，这个西泽西是在 Burlington。
You see that New Jersey is at Burlington.
然后东泽西呢是就是刚告诉我们 Perth Amboy.
And the Eastern Jersey is at Perth Amboy.
所以明天我们都有机会去看这些。
We will visit those places tomorrow.
好，那么下面一个
picture.
那么你看着这些图画就觉得好像没有什么。
You see the picture is like nothing.
这个是长老会。
This is the gathering meeting hall of the
Presbyterians.
If you talk about Presbyterians, they came from Scotland.
所以在那个时候刚好苏格兰受逼迫。
So Scotland was under persecution.
所以你看，不是贵族会受逼迫。
So not only the Quakers were under persecution, not only the Puritans,
还有长老会。
Also the Presbyterians.
所以他们就苏格兰就逃到爱尔兰。
So they escaped from Scotland to Ireland.
逃到爱尔兰就要跳大西洋，没有地方去。
So they went from Ireland and had no place to go, so they went.
所以神说你不要跳大西洋。
So God says you don't need to go to the Atlantic Ocean. I prepare a place for you.
那么好的，宾州这个地方根本是为贵格会预备。
So the land of Pennsylvania is to serve the Quakers.
所以那个时候刚好呢，我们知道 William Penn 呢，他不大常常在宾州。
So you see that William Penn was not there often in Pennsylvania.
他有一个人专门替他管宾州。
And someone was there ruling the place for him.
这个人名叫 Hogan.
His name is Hogan.
他又是 Philadelphia 的市长。
He's also mayor of Philadelphia.
所以现在想想看。
So to think about.
如果有人很陌生，根本在爱尔兰。
If somebody is a stranger in Ireland.
现在我要再逃，一定逃到美国去。
Then escape of course they.
逃到美国没有人认识嘛。
They did not know anyone.
也难怪有一个人说我们认识个人。他的名叫 Hogan.
And someone said, "Oh, I know the name Hogan."
所以他们就赶来了，就搬家搬来了。
So they just all moved here.
所以最早就离开了当地不远，在北边不远。
In the beginning, at the northern part of Philadelphia, not far away.
他们就定居下来。
They settled there.
那这个人的名字叫做 William Tennant.
This person's name is William Tennant.
这 William Tennant 呢，是一个很有学问的人。
William Tennant is a very well-educated person.
来到美国就没有剑桥，也没有牛津。
At that time, there was no Oxford, there is no.
所以他说不要紧，我自己训练我的孩子。
He says it's okay, I'll train my own students.
四个孩子。
He has four children.
他在那里训练。
He just trained them.
他最早盖了一个房子，是用木头盖的。
The house that he built earliest was made of wood.
这就是美国很早很早叫 Locke College， 就在那里。
Called Locke College.
就在那里盖的。
I started from there.
然后呢，他就训练一批年轻人，总共有18个人。
He trained a group of young men, only totally 18 people.
稀奇吧？
Isn't that amazing?
等到他的儿子说我要做牧师了。
When his son told him he was going to be a pastor.
到什么地方去呢？
Where would he go?
到 New Brunswick.
He went to New Brunswick.
就是若歌岭。
That's at Rockford.
但那个时候呢，他就做长老会的牧师。
At that time, he was the pastor of a Presbyterian.
这些人从英啊英从苏格兰到爱尔兰到美国都是讲英文的。
They went from Scotland to Ireland to America. They all spoke English.
他们讲一口的好英文。
They spoke very fluent English.
现在来到了 New Brunswick.
Now they came to New Brunswick.
他现在应该照着他父亲所教导，他应该能够开始好好的去翻修。
He was supposed to do something great according to the teaching of his father.
结果没有想到他碰到一个弟兄。
Unexpectedly, he met a brother.
改变了他一生。
That changed his whole life.
他以为他父亲教导底下他是受最好的教育。
He thought that he received the best education from his father.
结果他发现自己是不过像婴孩。
And he found out he was only like an infant.
他什么都是对的。
Everything was accurate.
结果什么都是死。
But everything was dead.
学问很好。
Education was good.
真理很好。
Truth was good.
他根本不认识。
But he did not know God.
所以他本来是死的。
So he was dead.
结果被点活了。
He has been kindled.
他醒过来了。
He woke up.
他醒过来还不要紧。
After he was awake,
他就回去帮助他的父亲。
He went back to help his father.
所以他的父亲同时就收了其他的女眷。
So his father also accepted other young men.
后来这十八个学生里有十七个都醒过来。
Later on, all these 18 people, among 17 of them,
他们都被新的火烧起来。
They have been kindled by the fire of life.
所以这就是现在的 Princeton 大学。
That's how they started the Princeton University.
你到 Princeton 大学第一座房子叫 Nassau Hall.
The first building in Princeton University is called Nassau Hall.
你要问说这个大学从什么时候开始？从这里开始。
When did that happen? That was from that time.
这些人为什么读书呢？
Why did they study?
希望他们能好好的在那里侍奉神。
Because they wanted to serve God.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that amazing?
主当初是想着贵格会的。
God was thinking about the Quakers.
你们大家都在逃难。
Everybody was escaping.
逃难的也没有一个睡着的。
And no one was falling asleep.
他们发现周围人都睡着了。
They found that everyone around them.
神不光想到贵格会。
God not only thought about.
神也想到睡着的长老会。
God also thought about the Christmas tree.
所以神就要这些人去把他们唤醒过来。
God wants them to wake them up.
稀奇不稀奇？把这些人从一苏格兰、从爱尔兰调到美国来。
So these people were sent from Ireland.
就东调西调就来了美国最出名的大学，就是 Princeton 大学。
They transferred here and there, and they came to the famous university.
你不觉得神做的事很稀奇？
Don't you think that God did?
所以他们已经是醒的。
They were awakened.
所以他们在纽泽西。
They were at New Jersey.
所以他们在宾州。
And somewhere at Pennsylvania.
但别人是睡着的。
Other people were.
所以你醒的就要叫别人醒过来。
The ones who were awakened need to wake up.
你看这个神就兴起了一个稀奇奇的故事。
And then God raised a very amazing story.
一个呢，就连一个。
So one connects to another.
那大家如果今天去，在明天会去，明天会看到这个什么样？不过你明天看的不是这个样子。
If you see that tomorrow is not looking,
这是早一点的时候样子。
It's the earlier.
再早是这个样子。
And even earlier looks.
更早是这个样子。
And even before that looks like this.
所以大复兴的时候。
So the time of the.
大觉醒的时候。
The time of the great awakening.
是这个样子。
It looked like this.
那么 George Whitfield 呢，特地来到 New Brunswick。
George Whitfield deliberately came to New Brunswick.
所以你看见吗？按道理来讲，这是纽泽西 New Brunswick 的东西。
You see that this place belongs to New Jersey.
那么为什么 New Brunswick?
Why at New Brunswick?
New Brunswick 又是什么样的地方？
What kind of place is that?
为什么这复兴的火在那里点起来？
Why the fire of revival will kindle there?
好，我们现在要回过头看下面一个。
Let's look at the next one.
那么讲到复兴的时候，
revival,
我们要记得圣灵的工作。
We have to remember the work of the Holy Spirit.
神是一位，
God is one.
圣灵是一位。
Holy Spirit one.
他在大西洋内岸所做的工跟大西洋这岸做工是一模一样。
The work on that side of Atlantic City and this side are the same.
连时间都是一样。
Even the timing works.
连做法都是一样。
Even the way of working is the same.
所以知道说神是工作的神。
So we see God is the God of work.
那么最早这个火怎么点起来的？
And how did the fire kindle?
那我们不是讲过吗？
Don't we talk about?
经过一百多年以后，改革运动慢慢就死掉了。
After 100 years of the Reformation War, it just became dead.
结果在 Frankfurt 神兴起一个人叫 Spener.
At Frankfurt, God started someone called Spener.
后来他有个学生叫 Frankis.
He had a student called Frankie.
那很稀奇。
Isn't that amazing?
因为主兴起他们以后，
because God raised them.
他们在家里聚会。
They gather together.
天天读圣经。
They study the Bible every day.
天天祷告。
They pray every day.
祷告是一定神会听他们祷告。
And they know that God will listen to them.
你怎么知道神听他们祷告呢？
God will listen to them.
他们办孤儿院。
Because they started orphanage.
所以后来你知道 George Mueller 就是从他们那里学来的。
And George Mueller learned from them.
所以你看，各位都是活的。
Everybody was alive.
他们可以说我祷告，主听了我祷告。
Okay, I pray God listens to my
prayer. 所以威斯利约翰去参观他们的孤儿院的时候。
So John Wesley visited their orphanage.
他觉得我从来没有看见过这样。
Because I have never seen such place like this.
这些人是活的。
These people people are living.
那最重要，他们要从我们的不光得救，而且要重生才可以。
Not only that you have to be reborn, but you have to.
你如果得救了，你一定有得救的表现。
If you are reborn, you have the sign of the new life.
这些人称作 Pietists.
So these people were called the Pietists.
是敬虔运动的人。
They were the movement of the founder of the Pietists.
那他们在一起聚会的时候，
they gathered together.
人并不多。
There were not many people.
如果算做礼拜的话，没有一个人祷告的。
Usually when you go to the church meeting, not
everyone prays, but here everyone.
Everyone share about what they learn from the Bible.
然后看见不信的朋友就把福音传给他。
You see the unbeliever friends and you preach gospel.
看有的别的不是路德会，他们彼此相爱。
And although there are not people to the Lutheran church, but they love one another, isn't that amazing?
结果圣灵就在德国这个地方就把这个火就带起来。
So the Holy Spirit kindled the fire in Germany.
所有敬虔派的
all the Pietists
都是活的。
They were living.
都是与主有亲自有交通。
They have a personal close relationship.
所以不要忘记，这个就是所谓的敬虔派。
This is so-called Pietists.
那么敬虔派他们做什么呢？
So what did they do?
他们没有在马丁路德之外又看新的东西没？
They did not receive new life outside of.
圣灵做工作在一个地方。
The Holy Spirit did the work.
在马丁路德的时候。
At the time of Luther.
什么都是死的。
Everything was dead.
现在什么都变成活的。
Now everything becomes alive.
举个例子来说。
For example.
对于马丁路德那个时候。
At the time of Luther.
那么因信称义的真理已经看见了。
They already see the truth of justification by.
上午做礼拜，下午过他自己的生活。
In the morning they go to the church meeting. In the afternoon they all live their life.
但敬虔派每一个人都过敬虔的生活。
But the Pietists, they live a pious life.
那么好了，马丁路德看见每一个人都是祭司。
So Martin Luther saw that everyone's supposed to be a priest.
我们都是身体上的躯体。
We are all members of the body.
身体应该动才对啊。
The body is a member supposed to be.
但是到路德会做礼拜的时候，只有几个人动。
But when you go to the Lutheran meeting, only a few are functioning.
但是你到他们的小的聚会里面，个个都动了。
You see that if you go to their small meetings, everyone's functioning.
明白吗？原来马丁路德有个梦。
Martin Luther actually had a dream. Because at the Reformation,
有德国的王子贵族帮他的忙。
There were prince and noble people from the Germany.
所以他欠他们很多。
So he owed them so much.
这些德国的贵族和王子他们。
All these noble people and the prince from Germany.
他们是马马虎虎的。
They just had very.
他们脱离天主教有他们别的原因。
They had different reasons for departing from God.
所以过去呢，你只要在罗马帝国，你就是罗马教徒。
In the past, if you're on the Roman Empire, then you're a Catholic.
现在你要生在德国，你就是德国，你就是基督徒。
Now, if you're born in Germany, then you become a Christian.
那马丁路德心中很痛苦。
So Martin Luther actually.
他说，薄饼只能包括那些蒙恩得救的人。
He said that when you break the bread, only for the one who has been saved.
但是没有办法呀。现在因着这些外面的政治帮助他，他没有欠他们。
Now because the political people in the political ground helped him, he.
所以他在前面就有个祷告。
So he had a prayer.
巴不得有一天。
He said that I hope one day.
在大的教会里看见小的教会。
At the outward church, we see the inward more.
在一个无形有形的叫 visible 教会里面能看见一个无形的教会。
In the visible church, we hope to see an invisible church.
什么意思？
What does
在路德会里面，希望能看到真的教会诞生。
In the Lutheran meeting, do you want to see a new church being born?
所以请大家记得。
So remember.
这些 Pietists.
These Pietists.
就是把一百多年前马丁路德、加尔文他们做的梦完全把它实现。
They fulfilled the dreams of Luther and Calvin.
所以到哪里哪里都是活的。
So wherever they go, everywhere.
这个 Franken 的学校里面有一个学生叫做 Zinzendorf。
Franke, August Herman Franke has a student called Zinzendorf.
他六岁就和主耶稣写情书。
When he was 6 years old, he wrote letters, love letters.
然后他的信就丢到这个 castle 的外面去。
He threw the letters out of the window of his castle.
他就祷告了。
He prayed.
说主耶稣啊，
Lord Jesus,
求你打发天使把我的给你情书把它接住。
Please send your angels to catch my letters.
这是我今天给你。
This, the letter I write to you today.
明天还有。
Tomorrow I'm gonna write another.
他只有六岁。
He was only
你看见吗？一点没有错，他们是活过来。
Now mistakenly he's.
那为什么要讲这一段呢
？Why do I have to mention?
因为圣灵点我先，这些人先点起。
Because God, the Holy Spirit, kindled the fire for.
然后就点到这里到。
And then he kindled the fire.
然后点就点到美国来了。
And that fire passed to America.
我们读历史常 那时间搞不清楚。
When we read history, we just mix up with the time.
我们以为是新近道的神经的工作跟美国应该老早的。
We thought that Zinzendorf, God used Zinzendorf to do the work among Americans.
其实谁是考？